Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
So is Earth Day 2009 like Joni Mitchell's Earth Day 1970 or so song, Pave Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot? Here we are on Earth Day 2009. Let's do a two-track Earth Day call-in. This is going to be short because we have a great guest coming up behind it, Maria Lorino, who has written a book called Old World Daughter, New World Mother. And that's going to be about how your immigrant parents affect what kind of American you are. We will spread out the concept to growing up with whatever your hyphen is, but starting with Maria Lorino's Italian-American background, coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. But for Earth Day, what have you greened in your life in the last year, and what environmental policy would you most like to see? 212-433-WNYC, do you want to unpave? Isn't there an opposite to Joni Mitchell talking head song? They wanted to go back to the pavement. 212-433-9692. And I'm doing both because personal greening is not enough. We've talked about this on the show a lot. If all the environmentally concerned people you know use the new light bulbs and unplug the vampire chargers at night and drive only when necessary, it will not stop global warming. It will not kick our dependency on oil. It will not stop polluting the air. It will not stop corporations from doing what they do. The problem is bigger than you and me, so we need policy. On the other hand, how can we advocate for policy change if we're not being the change we want to see in the world? So a little two-track Earth Day call-in. What have you greened in your life in the last year, and what environmental policy would you most like to see? Jen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Happy Earth Day, Jen.
Hi, happy Earth Day to you. Thanks for taking my call.
So for you?
Well, the biggest thing I've been doing this year is buying a lot less stuff, and I've also become politically active. My city council member knows who I am now, as do my state senator and assembly member, et cetera. That's been really empowering. And the big policy, though, I'd really like to see is some way for pedestrians, cars, and bicycles to all know all the rules and all respect each other so that we can actually find alternatives to riding to driving in cars.
Policy change and cultural change.
Yes.
Jen, thank you very much. Amy in Northport, you're on WNYC. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you, too.
And for you?
Well, my daughter is actually the one who has made the biggest change. She is raising money to plant trees on Main Street where they have been cut down in our hometown. And she's quite the activist. She's gotten us to change all our light bulbs and use organic fertilizer. And my six-year-old son's actually did a science fair experiment to find out how much our family would save if we turned off the faucet when we brush our teeth. And they found out that our family of five would save 3,364¾ gallons of water a year.
Wow. And if they put in those smart meters that they're talking about, which I guess could be water meters as well as electricity use meters, then we would know each time we turn on an appliance or a faucet what we're using exactly, rather than having to go to the basement and looking at that meter that nobody understands how to read.
And it's amazing. Once you know it, the change is suddenly made in you to make that change because the numbers are staggering.
And your policy?
My policy is I would very much like to see schools especially required to recycle, because we're teaching our children in the classrooms how important it is, but then we're not showing them in the schools themselves that it's important.
Amy, thanks a lot. Margaret in Manhattan, happy Earth Day.
Yes. Hi, Brian. What I do, I take any vegetable or fruit peeling down to the compost that's at the 14th Street Market.
Uh-huh.
They make it into dirt, I guess. But the way that I handle that, since I don't live near there, is I dry it out. Just, you know, lay them out on air things so air circulates around. So that way I can accumulate a lot of it before I ever even go down there.
That's pretty good. Margaret, I'm going to have to leave it there because we have a terrible phone line. But good job composting, it sounds like. And Tim in Nassau, you're on WNYC. Happy Earth Day.
Hi, happy birthday to you too.
What did you do?
I installed solar panels on my roof in 2002, and I haven't paid an electric bill since then. And I bought a Prius in 2004, and I've been delighting in the results of that purchase as well.
No, wait, you can, on Long Island, you can have a home that gets all its heat through solar energy?
Correct.
And all its electricity? You're generating all your electricity, did you say, through solar panels?
It's called net metering. This year might be a little different because it was very cloudy through December, January, and February, and for the first time I had to pay something in 3 months. I usually would pay 1 month.
I see, because you're basically selling your energy back to the power company.
Right, and I make most of it during the summer when it's most expensive, and we have no sunlight.
So that is great.
LIPLA paid for most of it, and it continues to do so. It's still available to anybody on Long Island who wants to have a south-facing roof, and LIPLA pays about 5/8 of the cost. The system I have cost about $75,000, and I pay $22,000.
That is an inspiration to us all, and I think it brings up the policy that Josh in Manhattan wants to call about. Hi, Josh.
Hi there. How are you? Thank you for taking my phone call.
You bet.
I actually basically curtailed usage, but the policy that I'm suggesting is encouraging off-grid housing. We're encouraging non-electric usage, and my family's I'm encouraging a summer vacation in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, visiting the Amish, encouraging looking at not using electricity as part of one's lifestyle, and really encouraging through tax subsidies or government policies, off-grid usage or zero-energy housing, ZEH, affordable ZEH. And I actually undertook an extensive emailing effort to a owner of a company in Oklahoma, Ideal Homes, who provided an affordable ZEH housing plan at $200K. It's a beautiful 1,600-square-foot home, zero-energy housing.
ZEH, zero-energy housing. Okay. Rachel from Manhattan on our website, I've replaced all the light bulbs in my house with CFLs, but I hate the harsh light they cast. She wrote hate 3 times. Will I ever stop missing the warm glow of my incandescents and get used to those better bulbs? Shannon from Connecticut writes, as green consulting firm, my partner and I greened our homes years ago. But what is odd is that our business has really taken off as of Election Day. Once the president was sworn in, the phone started ringing with building design and consulting work all over the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Ha, so leadership can make a difference. From our comments page also, the single greatest policy change would be to cut the corn subsidy. Cheap subsidized corn leads to cheap livestock feed, which in turn leads to artificially cheap meats. The livestock production in this country leads to 75% of our greenhouse gases. I don't know if that number is high or not. This will lead to higher meat prices, but it is time for Americans to face the real cost of the foods we eat. And Marion Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Happy Earth Day. What did you do this year?
I use my dishwasher differently. Instead of the long regular cycle, which runs a long time, I run it twice on what's called the rinse and hold, and then instead of drying, I open it up and shake off the shelves and then leave them open in order to dry. And that way, especially in the wintertime, it humidifies the air. And I also use less of the detergent as well, so that I feel that I'm helping the water supply as well.
Very good. Mary, thank you. And Sarah in Connecticut lives in another solar home. Yes, Sarah?
Yes. I just wanted to share that when you look at the ratings on solar panels, they're based on 4 hours of sun a day. And the reality is that there's usually more than 4 hours of sun on a sunny day. I have an 8.4 kilowatt system on my house, and it generates about 12 kilowatts of electricity. So my total electricity is also paid for by my solar panels. And in Connecticut, there are significant incentives to install solar. When we put our system on our house last year, the state paid for about 50% of it.
Very cool. And do you have a policy, too?
I think that any school, any new building should be include solar panels, include green energy, you know, incentives.
Thank you very much. By the way, Shannon from Connecticut chimed back in on our comments page with advice for Rachel from Manhattan, who hates the harsh light of the CFL bulbs. Shannon writes, CFLs come in different temperatures now. Look in, they call them temperatures. Look for warmer tones to get that cozy feeling. Walmart has a great selection. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks to all of you for calling in on our two-track Earth Day call-in. What have you greened in your life in the last year? And what environmental policy would you most like to see?
Garbage. We're filling up the seas with garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage? Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac.
How green is it to shop at Walmart for your CFLs? Coming up in a minute, how your immigrant parents affect what kind of American you are. This will be based on a wonderful new book on growing up Italian-American. The author Maria Lorino is walking in right now, but we'll also spread out the concept to growing up with whatever your hyphen is. Stay tuned.